Welcome to the Bullpen Report. This is the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm Dan Thompson at Red Fox Roto. It's Saturday, September 13th, and today I have a very special guest with me to help deliver the news and the notes. This is my son, Henry. Henry, say hi to everybody.
Well, hello there. My name is Henry, but my dad already said it, so I guess you know. And this is the FTN Fantasy Baseball Bullpen Report, and I'm excited to be here.
All right. Awesome. We're 2 weeks away from the end of the baseball season. Some leagues are wrapping up this weekend, others next week. It's hard to believe it's almost over. My only head-to-head league had a dominant regular season run at 19-3, but it looks likely to lose in the semifinals this week. Starting pitching let us down massively after carrying the team all year. But this is a great reminder that the teams we had in April, in May, and June, those are not the same teams we have now. Our opponents look a lot different now, too. Managing a fantasy baseball season is about all the adjustments we make throughout the year, and we play it out to the very end, which brings us to the September mantra. Even this late, our teams can make up a lot of ground in a short time, and sometimes just one extra save can be worth a half point in the standings or the weekly matchup that makes the difference between winning and losing. At this time of the year, reliever skills are secondary to opportunity. If you need saves, go get anyone who has a chance at a save. Now to the news and notes, and some new guys who may have chances at saves as we approach this penultimate weekend of fab bidding. When the Cubs' Daniel Palencia was placed on the injured list with his shoulder ailment, we didn't know for sure what the Cubs would do to replace him in the ninth inning. The likeliest outcome appeared to be giving Brad Keller a chance to close out games. Keller has been on a dominant run going back months and has been the Cubs' primary eighth inning setup man, so it seemed logical to elevate him into save opportunities. So far, manager Craig Counsell has felt otherwise, though. It's clear he trusts Keller more than anyone left in the Cubs' pen. But this has led to a couple of eighth innings against the opponent's 1-2-3 hitters, leaving Andrew Kittredge the ninth inning for a pair of saves. Kittredge needs to be rostered by any team that does need saves. Two in a row is not coincidence. Kittredge is definitely in that position for save chances. But I don't think this means Keller is 100% out on opportunities. If the situations had been reversed in the last two Cubs victories and the bottom of the order had come up in the eighth inning, would we have seen Kittredge get the eighth and Keller reserved for the top of the order in the ninth? Maybe. We can't actually know until we see it. And with so little time left in the season to find out, there's no guarantee we will. But if you added Brad Keller, hold him if you can. Drop him if you really need to. But Andrew Kittredge should be added in a lot of leagues this weekend. Now, after one of the biggest bullpen purges in trade deadline history, the Twins subtracted yet another late inning arm yesterday, placing Justin Topa on the IL with an oblique strain. Topa had led the Twins in saves since the deadline, so they will have to turn elsewhere to finish games. The likely candidates should be righty Cole Sands and lefty Cody Funderburk, who have handled late innings with Topa in recent weeks. Cole Sands didn't do himself any favors last night by allowing four runs in a blown save, but the Twins' bullpen is so depleted that he probably remains an option anyway. Funderburk pitched the sixth inning since two lefties were due up. He recorded one save in late August, but figures to get some chances if matchups allow. Michael Tonkin and Travis Adams could also figure into the save situation in Minnesota, but we have to think of Cole Sands as the better addition this weekend for those fantasy teams in truly desperate need of an extra save or two this year. So there's not a lot of news in the world of relief pitching that we can react to other than the Cubs situation and the Twins. So let's have a look at ownership percentages of other relievers across MLB and see who could be available for some this weekend. So as usual, these are numbers from the NFBC 12-team online championship contest, which is usually a good representation of a competitive league. Pitcher availability on other platforms will vary, so always check your individual waiver wire for anyone who may have been dropped in the past week two. I'll just head down the list of MLB's saves leaders and note every relevant pitcher who isn't 100% rostered in the OC contest, along with their ownership percentage. So we start with Jeff Hoffman in Toronto, 99%, so maybe out there in a league or two. Trevor McGill, Milwaukee, 90%. McGill has apparently not bounced back as well as hoped from recent bullpen sessions. He may not be activated around September 16th as expected, but could still potentially return at some point next week or early the following week, so he's worth a stash. We move on to Emilio Pagan from Cincinnati. He's at 95%. Tanner Scott from the Dodgers, 92%. Scott struggled again last night, allowing a walk-off grand slam to Patrick Bailey. Dave Roberts has shown Scott some loyalty in the ninth inning, but that could be wearing off. All right, we'll move on to Will Vest from Detroit, and I'm going to bring on Henry now to give the percentages for the rest of this list.
Thank you again. Well, the Will Vest Detroit has 95%.
Okay, Ryan Walker, San Francisco, what's his percentage?
94.
All right, Cade Smith in Cleveland.
99.
Dennis Santana in Pittsburgh.
99. Good job, Caden. Caden Dennis for so getting close to 100.
Calvin Fauché from the Marlins.
52.
So Fauché is someone who might be out there in a much larger percentage of leagues. He's worth a shot.
Keep going.
Jose Ferrer from Washington.
Has 94%.
Sean Armstrong in Texas.
62%.
Armstrong, also a more likely option for this weekend for some. Up next, Victor Vodnik in Colorado.
Has 44%.
Jojo Romero in St. Louis.
89%.
Jordan Leisure from the Chicago White Sox.
Go Chicago! Although he has 26%. Sorry.
Well, 26% is good because it means he's available in 74% of leagues.
He's still available.
Now, since Leisure did get the three saves in the first 5 days of September, he does not have one since. Still, he's the best bet in that White Sox bullpen and is available in 74% of leagues.
Good to know.
Good to know, yes. Brian Abreu from Houston.
99.
So maybe out there in a league or two. Abner Uribe from the Brewers.
It's 87, but if Miguel takes longer to return, Reeb would be startable for another week at least.
Exactly. Thank you, Henry.
You're welcome.
If Trevor McGill does take some time to come back, Uribe would get another week as the Brewers' closer. Keegan Aiken in Baltimore.
23, and his best bet for the Orioles pen.
The Orioles bullpen.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so Keegan Aiken... looked like he had pitched himself out of the job, pitched himself back into the job, apparently. Still not a lot of great bets from the Orioles, but if you're going to roster anyone, it should be Aiken. Andrew Kittredge, as mentioned earlier, from the Cubs.
5%.
So he's going to be widely available this weekend and should be added. Riley O'Brien in St. Louis.
As 8% and shares a job with Romero, but 8% is way too low.
That's right. Riley O'Brien should be rostered in more than 8% of leagues. Now, Jake Woodford in Arizona.
5.
5% rostered, but he's really just a desperation play. And as mentioned earlier, Cole Sands in Minnesota is at
9%. Well, that finishes off our percentages.
Yep. Now, obviously, many of these pitchers are highly rostered. They're extremely unlikely to be sitting out there on your league's waiver wire, but you never know, so check carefully. Also, some pitchers at 100% in these NFBC OCs that I did not mention here could be available in other contests, other platforms. So check your wire. See who's out there. You might still get a gem to add for the last week or two. Now, to everyone, good luck this weekend, not only in your free agent bidding, but in all your playoff matchups, your Roto League, home stretches. Let's bring home some trophies and some cash. That's the end of our show. Thank you for listening this Saturday. I'll be back on Tuesday on the normal schedule. Until then, you've been listening to the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm Dan Thompson.
And I'm Henry Thompson. I just want to say before we close it out, thank you once again for having me.
All right. Now,
let's close it out.
One, two, three. Let's close it out.